Hey folks, this is David Sharp of Corruption of Child Protective Services. I'm having some issues with this, so I'm going to get straight to the point. April 8th, 2024 is coming up. Now, some say this is biblical. One thing I should tell you is a coronal mass ejection is coming. That's a CME. It's an electromagnetic pulse from the sun. This thing called the Carentan event happened back in 1859. Google that. There's different stories, but the main one I remember is that the telegraph, paper, and machines were set on fire because of this. It knocked out the power. They say if it happens again, we'll be back in the 1800s. Folks, I'm not trying to scare you, but I think your kids should know and understand this is going to happen. Not a matter of if, but when. This 11-year peak. Well, they thought that this whole thing would peak next year. Some scientists are looking at the solar activity, and it looks like it's going to peak this year. My prediction, it will probably peak right around April the 8th. But like a lot of predictions, it's just a guesswork. But I want you to understand, those that had like AT&T, remember this, I think it was this past week, if I'm not mistaken. What had happened was you lost service. That was because of the solar activity. It knocked out communication. Now, that's just one of many cell phone carriers. Now, imagine if you will, if that's on a global scale, that a coronal mass ejection from the sun, along with an X-class solar flare, an X-26, maybe even an X-30. I don't know what these numbers are, but it's what the Carentan event, and that's what happened, and it got hit so hard, knocked the power out, and our power grid was just starting in the 1800s. Now imagine our current power grid going completely out. Then what? Remember the people of AT&T? You people, how did you feel? You felt powerless, didn't you? It's like you're looking at your phone. I've got to get to this appointment. I got to go here. I got to go here. I got to get home. How do I do that without my GPS? Well, folks, I'm going to tell you right now. I just turned 59. Growing up, my father taught me a very valuable lesson. He said, David, you need to know how to read a map. Don't rely on technology. So, folks, I'm going to tell you right now, go to your local truck stop, get a road atlas, spend the money for it. Because I'll guarantee you, if you're trying to find your way home, and you're so used, you lived in the same area for over a year, and you still need GPS, unless you're doing like an Uber or a Lyft, you should know how to get home. And I'm not insulting you. I'm not being anything other than realistic. Folks, all you have to do is just, if you go from your house to, let's say, the store, look at every street that you turn down. Write it down if you have to. Because just imagine, it's not just AT&T. It is Boost. It is T-Mobile. It is whatever, you know, Mint Mobile with Deadpool, Ryan Reynolds. don't rely on technology. Your kids should be taught how to read a map. Learn how to read a map. By the way, the blue lines, they're not roads. Those are rivers. Yeah, and of course, you got one of those cars that, vehicles that can drive on the water. That ain't going to work. That's what my dad taught me. Kind of silly, isn't it? It's like, well, why are you telling us this? Because if you don't know this now, let's say the power grid does go down on April the 8th, or after that, or even before that. Now, this is the one thing you should also know. Gas stations used to have a manual override. Well, these geniuses took the manual override out. So, in other words, there's going to be gas or diesel fuel, but you're not going to get any. The power goes down. You can't get any gas. You can't get any diesel fuel. You can't get anything. You go to the store. Yeah, sure, you're going to take all, you know, you may say, yay, free for all. You're taking as much as you can, like steaks and ice cream and stuff, until you get home and you finally realize you don't have any power to keep that stuff cold. And the people, the survivalists that people are making fun of, these people, the true survivalists, the ones that are generation who learn how to hunt and how to fish, how to, I think it's like debone a fish, how to field dress, whatever. And field dressing is basically, you know, gutting, you know, cutting the animal, taking the skin off. And I know you don't want to hear that, but this is the reality. You kind of wonder if maybe the whole thing of Trump and Biden and them and immigration and all is just, you know, a smokescreen, because who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? If the power grid goes down, are you going to care what's happening with Donald Trump or Joe Biden or the Republicans or the Democrats? Hell no. You know what you're going to be worrying about? How long is the power going to go going to be down? That's number one. And number two, how much food you got in your house? You know, these, you know, survival people. You know, buy my survival food. You know, Jim Baker. Remember him? Jim and Tammy Faye Baker? Well, he has his own survival food. And, you know, oh, I want everybody to have it. Yeah, as long as you got a big enough bank account. Trust me, even the small, like 3 to 5 days, has about a couple $100. And how many of us right now have a couple $100? I'm a truck driver. My money has to go from 1 week to the next. What I thought was I was doing real good. Let me get a clarification right now. McDonald's is not raising the prices of all their Big Macs. There's one place. It's in Connecticut. I believe the town is called Dillon, Connecticut. Their Big Mac meal, the meal is $18. But let's say power grid goes down and food prices go through the roof, even higher than what they are now. How many of you people, how many of you, my listeners, will go, you know something? Screw this. I'm going to do what it takes to keep my family in food. If you haven't learned already, learn how to hunt. Learn how to fish. Learn how to survive. Power grid goes down, you may not be hearing my voice anymore after April the 8th. I'm not saying that's going to happen, But that's my prediction. If it happens, what do you do? Think about it. What do you do? How do you survive? Without food? You know, water is run not just by coal, but power plants. Those power plants go down. And here's one. Nuclear plants. If the Carrington event knocks out the power to the power plant and it does not go through the usual cycle of cycling down, ever watch I want to say Andromeda Strain, but it was about Three Mile Island. And it had what called a nuclear meltdown. Now, the way I understand it is people can go around there. But Chernobyl, even to this day, people can't enter there. There are certain areas they say you can now enter. But it's like on the outskirts. Drones have gone into the area. And I gotta tell you, even during the daylight, it looks scary. If you ever have a chance to Google Chernobyl today, and they have video, I wouldn't recommend you let your children see this. Because this is one thing, it's no children around, no people are around. And it is the eeriest sight. Complete silence. Silence that Hollywood couldn't even make up. So folks, keep an eye on, the winds are getting stronger. I'm driving an 18-wheeler. And it's pushing me practically off the road. And it's not one way, it goes the other way. It's almost as if the wind has a mind of its own. Now, those of you that are drivers, truck drivers, you know what I'm talking about. If you know someone who's a truck driver, ask them. Are they having trouble getting down the road because of the winds? Now, mix that with rain, and I'm talking thunderstorms where you can... Recently, I was in a thunderstorm. I couldn't barely see the road. So I went down. I found some place. I waited. Let the storms pass. And then I proceeded. Folks, this scares me more than anything. I'm actually more concerned than scared. But I think you know what I mean. Child Protection Services, they are silent on pretty much everything. And now I'm going to make an announcement. This announcement is as follows. I'm in the process of publishing a book. I had to rewrite my original book. The title of the book is Legal Kidnapping. From Christopher Columbus to Modern Day Child Protection Services. How rich white men are keeping human trafficking going. As soon as I know an exact release date, I will give it to you. But make no mistake. If the power goes out, see, the least of your worries is going to be Child Protection Services. The power goes out, martial law is declared. But it's only if it's a law, if it goes past a week or two. Then they have, because right now they're making a contingency plan. I want you to Google government, United States zombie apocalypse plan, something like that. They actually have one. It's not something from The Walking Dead. I kid you not. They have a plan in the event that all hell breaks loose. I'm not joking. They have this plan, and guess what? It was under Barack Obama. Yeah. Barack Obama saw what was coming. His people saw what was coming. And who was Barack Obama's vice president? Today's president, Joe Biden. Now, some people would say that they planned this, that they knew what was coming, that their scientists may have said, oh yeah, another quarantine event is coming, probably about 2025. The recent scientists are saying, wait a minute, some are saying it's accelerated. Now what will happen, and I keep on harping on this, you as parents, what is your contingency plan in the event that the power grid goes down? It could go down as early as next month. It could go down in September. But prepare. Because if you do not prepare, and you're just going back and forth, then all of a sudden, you lose cellular service. The article did say that would be the first warning sign that something's wrong. Because if the cellular service goes out, it's only going to be a matter of hours before the power goes out. And if that's the case, and all these scientists are right, what is your plan for survival? And mark my words, it will be survival. You will want to take care of your family. If you're a community and you can, you know, all get together and help each other out and ride it all out until they can get, our government can get their heads out of their ass. Because that's exactly where they're at. If you ask, Jean-Pierre, or whatever her name is, I can never pronounce her name. I'm sorry. Jean-Pierre, Corinne, or something like that. Anyhow, if you ask her or anybody in government, no matter Republican or Democrat, about this, they'll say, oh, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Everything's taken care of. Translation, we're fucked. Because they had all that time back in the 1980s. And I remember this. They asked them, well, why don't you, you know, upgrade the power grid, reinforce it? You know what they said? Well, it would just be too expensive to do that. But it's not too expensive to send money over to Ukraine and all these wars. But hey, our power grid goes down. But hey, we're helping people all over the other side. Hey, people in Chicago and New York and even California. Are you cheering? Yay, 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 we're helping Ukraine? While you're starving? While you got people coming in where the local government is giving prepaid credit cards to people who come in there while you and your family are starving? And then on top of it all, if you ask about the power grid, then all of a sudden it's like, well, we're not going to worry about that right now. Translation. As soon as they know it's going down, they're going to their underground bunkers. These multimillionaires and billionaires. And I'm talking about the Pelosi's, the Schumers. I'm talking about everybody, Democrat and Republican, who every 4 years, every time it's an election year, what do? Oh, if you elect me or you re-elect me, I'm going to do this. And people are starting to call them what they are. Motherfucking liars. If you're one of them, then guess what? Why don't you do this? Start looking at non-perishable foods, water, things like that. Start buying it. I've got a case of water in my truck. I'm trying to cut back on soft drinks and energy drinks. Well, I'll tell you, if it happens, whatever food you got, and unless you can, and I hate to say it, but unless you can, folks, it's got me so frustrated. We've had since the 1980s, and they've done fucking nothing. They haven't done shit. And now, it appears we may be thrown back in the 1800s. And I'll tell you, will our kids know how to survive without the internet? How to survive without a computer? Survive without a TV? Look, you youngsters, and I call you youngsters because I'm 59. If you're in your 20s and 30s, late teens, early 20s, I want you to listen. If you do not have a skill, and I'm not talking like hacking the internet or, you know, drugs. Power grid goes down. Nobody has any money, so who's going to be able to buy drugs? That's another thing. Get skills like farming, fishing, hunting. Learn how to live off the land. I should have been doing this all my life. Am I going to be able to survive? I can only hope. I can only hope that I can survive. I can only hope that I can protect my daughter, my son, my ex-wife, who's in a... she's in an assisted living facility, and... well... that's a different story altogether. Be prepared. That's all I can tell you. Learn how to hunt. Learn how to fish. Don't rely on a 3D printer. Because without power, you can't do anything with it. Rely on things that will help you get through. If we have to go back to the 1800s, maybe now's a good idea. Maybe now's a good time that you go, okay, let's start checking how they lived in the 1800s and how we can adapt to that. Because the time to learn about that is not when the power grid goes down. By that time, oh, I'll just Google it. And how are you going to Google with no power? And the internet is no more. And for you youngsters, it's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when. I'm hoping I'm wrong. But I have a funny feeling that we're going to find out real soon. And when we do, survival experts, and these are real survival experts, the ones that will tell you the truth. And they say that 90% of the population around the world will die because they've gotten used to, like going to the store or something, not hunting or fishing or anything like that. 90%. 9 out of 10 around the world won't survive. Kind of a somber thought, huh? You're being told that you have a 1 out of 10 survival rate. If you think not, let's wait. It happens. First thing you're gonna do is think, okay, we got this much food. After that, what do we do? If you have a house, and you have a garage, or you have a basement, that's better. Get a freezer and start stockpiling as much as you can. Get generators like Generac if you can afford it. Do whatever you have to. Do it now. Because in that way, when the power goes down and you have that generator running, you got a better chance of survival. But still, learn how to hunt and fish. Because this is for real. I don't know what more to say to you other than prayer is good. But after a while, you have to do more than just pray. You have to take action. Don't worry about Donald Trump. Don't worry about Joe Biden. Don't worry about Democrats or Republicans. Because in the end, they don't give a fuck about you. Start looking at emergency plans. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's sad to say, but they said the best places to go are the mountains. Get away from the cities. Because that's where all the chaos is going to be. Keep your family safe. Really look. You know, forget about politics. Look at survival and look at real survival experts, and you're going to know, because if they tell you these fancy words and everything, check others. You're going to have a water source, power source that is not connected to the grid. Going to have security. And I would recommend some place where you can see all around. Have a dog. Have several dogs. Great security. Better than anything you can buy. And above all, there are these abandoned towns. Look into them. See if you get a whole bunch, like a community. See if you can maybe, if you're going to live there, see what you can do when the power goes down, when the grid goes down. Have skills beyond the internet. Because when all is said and done, the government's not going to help you. If anything, the government's going to try to take what you want. If you don't think so, I want you to check out a movie, The Last Chase. It's with Lee Majors, the actor, who's going to be at the Indie Comic Con March the 22nd through the 24th or 5th. But if you can, check his movie out. I'll guarantee you, after you watch that, you wonder, are you living in that world? This is David Shore for Corruption of Child Protective Services. Keep your head down, keep moving forward, and be prepared.